Chapter 21. After these things, Jesus manifested himself again at the Sea of Tiberias. Now he manifested himself in this way. There were together Simon Peter and Thomas called the Twin, and Nathanael from Cana in Galilee, and the sons of Zebedee, and two others of his disciples. Simon Peter said to them, "I am going fishing." They said to him, "We also are going with thee." And they went out and got into the boat. And that night they caught nothing. But when day was breaking, Jesus stood on the beach, yet the disciples did not know that it was Jesus. Then Jesus said to them, "Young men, have you any fish?" They answered him, "No." He said to them, "Cast the net to the right of the boat, and you will find them." They cast therefore, and now they were unable to draw it up for the great number of fishes. The disciple whom Jesus loved said therefore to Peter, "It is the Lord." Simon Peter, therefore, hearing that it was the Lord, girt his tunic about him, for he was stripped, and threw himself into the sea. But the other disciples came with the boat, for they were not far from land, only about 200 cubits off, dragging the net full of fishes. When, therefore, they had landed, they saw a fire ready, and a fish laid upon it, and bread. Jesus said to them, "Bring here some of the fishes that you caught just now." Simon Peter went aboard and hauled the net onto the land full of large fishes, 153 in number. And though there were so many, the net was not torn. Jesus said to them, "Come and breakfast." And none of those reclining dared ask him, "Who art thou?" knowing that it was the Lord. And Jesus came and took the bread and gave it to them, and likewise the fish. This is now the third time that Jesus appeared to the disciples after he had risen from the dead. When, therefore, they had breakfasted, Jesus said to Simon Peter, "Simon, son of John, dost thou love me more than these do?" He said to them, "Yes, Lord, thou knowest that I love thee." He said to him, "Feed my lambs." He said to him a second time, "Simon, son of John, dost thou love me?" He said to him, "Yes, Lord, thou knowest that I love thee." He said to him, "Feed my lambs." A third time he said to him, "Simon, son of John, dost thou love me?" Peter was grieved because he said to him for the third time, "Dost thou love me?" And he said to him, "Lord, thou knowest all things. Thou knowest that I love thee." He said to him, "Feed my sheep." Amen, amen, I say to thee, when thou wast young, thou didst gird thyself and walk where thou wouldst. But when thou art old, thou wilt stretch forth thy hands, and another will gird thee and lead thee where thou wouldst not. Now this he said, to signify by what manner of death he should glorify God. And having spoken thus, he said to him, "Follow me." Turning round, Peter saw following them the disciple whom Jesus loved, the one who at the supper had leaned back upon his breast and said, "Lord, who is it that will betray thee?" Peter, therefore, seeing him, said to Jesus, "Lord, and what of this man?" Jesus said to him, "If I wish him to remain until I come, what is it to thee? Do thou follow me." This saying, therefore, went abroad among the brethren, that the disciple was not to die. But Jesus had not said to him, he is not to die, but rather, if I wish him to remain until I come, what is it to thee? This is the disciple who bears witness concerning these things, and who has written these things, and we know that his witness is true. There are, however, many other things that Jesus did, but if every one of these should be written, not even the world itself, I think, could hold the books that would have to be written. Amen.